We celebrated recently the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and are still within the month of June, the month dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. We recall the apparition of our Lord to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque as our Lord called for devotion to his Sacred Heart. Now, St. Margaret Mary and Father Crosset, her spiritual director, explain the five essential elements of devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Our Lord asked that his Sacred Heart be worshipped as the inexhaustible source of all treasures of love, mercy, and grace, sanctification, and salvation for men. He asks, then, that the image of his Sacred Heart be singularly honored. Secondly, he asks that we place our confidence in the mercy of his heart for all men, and especially for each of us in particular. Behold this heart, which has so loved men that it has spared itself nothing, even to exhausting and consuming itself to testify to them its love. Thirdly, our Lord wants us to generously show our love in gratitude for the love he has shown us. St. Margaret Mary explains, "Our Lord gave me to understand that the great desire which he had of being loved perfectly by men had caused him to form the design of manifesting his heart and of making in these last ages this last effort of his love by proposing an object and a means so proper to induce man to love him and love him solidly." Fourthly, our Lord desires that we offer reparation to his Sacred Heart. Our Lord asks his closest friends to offer reparation for so many sins which are committed against his love, for so many people who are indifferent to his love. Christ desires that we offer our communions in reparation, especially on First Fridays. We would also do well to make a holy hour at times, or to spend what time we may in visiting the Blessed Sacrament. Lastly, our Lord desires special love and reverence in the Blessed Sacrament. Christ appealed to St. Margaret Mary, "I have an ardent desire to be honored by men in the Blessed Sacrament." Father Crosset also lists five practices which will increase our love and devotion to the Sacred Heart. These are prayer, Holy Mass, frequent communion, visits to the Blessed Sacrament, and the Holy Hour. Concerning prayer, Father Crosset writes, "The first means to obtain a tender devotion to the Sacred Heart is prayer. There is nothing to which Jesus Christ has so solemnly pledged himself as to hear our prayers. But above all prayers, there is none so agreeable to him as that by which we ask for his love. He has bound himself strictly to grant this love to all those who ask for it. But even if he had not bound himself to grant this love, this request for his love would bind him to grant it. Jesus Christ has done all that we can imagine, even more than we could imagine, to induce us to love him. It depends on him to grant us this love. Dare we think that he will refuse it to us if we ask it of him? But it must be that this love is little esteemed, since it is asked for so little. You are astonished that you do not love Jesus Christ ardently, but you should still be more astonished if you loved him without praying for this love, since it is the greatest of all God's gifts. Of all the means for obtaining the love of Jesus Christ, there is none more efficacious than prayer, and none more easier. Ask and you shall receive. If you ask, you are sure to be heard. Pope St. Pius X had a favorite prayer imploring the love of Jesus Christ. Sweetest heart of Jesus, I implore that I may love thee evermore and more. The second means of growing in love for the Sacred Heart is by love for the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. After all, devotion to the Sacred Heart is simply a more warm-hearted devotion to the Eucharist. Father Mateo explains, I am preaching the reign of the Sacred Heart, but the reign of the Sacred Heart presupposes an enlightened piety, a full appreciation of what the Mass is. There is a scale of values in the spiritual life, as in everything else, and in the very first place should come the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Holy Mass is the fountain. Holy Communion is the torrent. First, the sacrifice. Then, completing the sacrifice is Holy Communion. This is the foundation of the enthronement. This is the obsession of my life, because I am preaching the reign of the Sacred Heart. Just as the Holy Sacrifice shows our Lord's love for us, so also it is our best means of showing our return of love to Christ. In the Mass, the heart of Jesus is present as a victim. His heart is offering continuous acts of sacrifice, adoration, reparation, thanksgiving, and petition to his Heavenly Father. The Mass is the throne of grace, the means by which God deigns that the treasures of the love of the Sacred Heart and of his Divine Son should be poured out upon the world. The third means of acquiring a perfect love for the Sacred Heart is by frequent reception of the sacraments, particularly Holy Communion. One cannot help but to become inflamed when carrying fire. If then one frequently approaches to receive Holy Communion, one will naturally become enkindled in the love of God. Father Crissette explains, those who, with proper devotion, receive Holy Communion daily or frequently, experience the admirable effects of frequent communion. They love Jesus Christ more and more. Their love increases in the measure in which they nourish themselves often with this bread of the angels. A fourth means of increasing in the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus is by visits to the Blessed Sacrament. Again, Father Crissette explains, friendship is preserved and increased among men by frequent visits and conversations. It is by this means that we shall gain and increase the friendship of Jesus Christ. As his object in remaining on our altars is to be continually with us, judge what must be his sentiments or affection for those whom he sees often with him. There is nothing that gains the heart of Jesus more than frequent visits and frequent acts of adoration in his presence. It is usually at this time that he pours out his greatest abundance, and it may be said that of all his gifts and favors which he gives at these visits, the most usual is the incomparable gift of his love. There are visits of courtesy, and there are visits of pure love. It is on the occasions of visits of pure love that the singular favors are conferred. The holy days of obligation and Sunday Mass are visits of duty and courtesy, but the visits which are made at certain hours of the day, when Jesus Christ is rarely visited, and when the greatest part of people forget him, are visits of friends. It is at those times, more than at any others, that Jesus Christ converses more familiarly and communicates himself more intimately to them, that he opens to them his Sacred Heart and pours out on them the treasures of his grace by inflaming them with his divine love. This explains why the holy hour helps us to grow in love for the Sacred Heart. Our Lord asked generous souls to watch 1 hour with him. Those who were first privileged to make the holy hour were Peter, James, and John in the Garden of Olives. So also our Lord asked St. Margaret Mary to rise at night and console him by prayer before the Blessed Sacrament. Every Thursday night, I will make you partake of that sorrow unto death, which it was my will to suffer in the Garden of Olives. To join with me in this humble prayer, which I then offered to my Father, you shall rise between 11 o'clock and midnight. You shall prostrate yourself with me for 1 hour, both to appease the anger of God by imploring mercy for sinners, and to sweeten in some way the bitterness I felt when my apostles abandoned me, being unable to watch 1 hour with me. The generous sacrifice of an hour of sleep, spending this time in prayer, either in the church or in one's home, is richly rewarded by conversion, especially within one's own family. by the holy hour, one will also be rewarded by an increase of love for the Sacred Heart of Jesus. This in itself is a sufficient reward for a friend of our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.